Today's daf is Shavuos daf Chof Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Chof Beis Amid Beis, moving along in the Festa Sugyas in Perek Shavuos Shtayim Basra, Mesechtes Shavuos. Zok the Mishnah, Shavuos Shalo Yoichal, if somebody swears that I will not eat, V'ochal V'shasa, and then he ate and he drank, Eimechayev Ela Achas. The halacha is, if he did it b'shoigik, he's only chayiv to bring one carbon oil of a yoyer. Shvua shaloi oichal v'shaloi yash. But let's say he articulates in the nusach ha-shvua that I will not eat and I will not drink, and then v'ochal v'shasta he eats and he drinks, chayiv shtayim, he's going to be chayiv two carbon. Shvua shaloi oichal, if a person says, I swear I will not eat, v'ochal and he ate, pas chitin, upas se'orim, upas kosm, and he eats three different types of breads, ein chayiv elach, he only has to bring one carbon. Why? Because he spoke generally when he said Shvua Shalai Oichal. If, however, he said Shvua Shalai Oichal Pas Chitin, Upas Oirim, Upas Kosman, he singled out each individual bread in the Nusach HaShvua, V'achal, and then he ate them, Chayiv, V'achal, Achas, V'achas, he's going to have to bring a separate carbon oil for each thing that he ate. Shvua Shalai Eshta, if a person swears he's not going to drink, V'shasa Mashkin Arbe, and he drank different Mashkin, and he Chayiv, V'achas. Same Aloch, Shvua Shalai Eshta, Yayin, V'shemen, Udvash. But let's say he said specifically, he articulated the different Mashkins in his Nusach HaShvua, he said, I swear I won't drink wine and oil and honey, v'shasa, chayiv ha-kolachas v'achas, there is going to be chayiv ha-kolachas v'achas. Shalai oichal v'achal oichlin she'en ruin l'achilo. If somebody makes a shvua that he's not going to eat, and he eats oichlin she'en ruin l'achilo, foods that people don't usually eat, v'shasa mashkin she'en ruin l'shtia, or he drinks mashkin that people don't usually drink, but shvua shalai oichal neveil. This person swears he's not going to eat. V'achal neveilos utshreifos shkatzim v'ramasim chayiv. V'Rav Shimon Poiter, why you chayiv? Aren't you a mushbu v'omim me'asinai? We saw it twice in yesterday's daf. Rav v'shmul v'Rav Yochanan, the Omri Travayu, it's because of Isser Koilo. Reish Lakish said, because the Shvua includes in it Chatzi Shir. According to Rabbi Akiva, even Stam Shvua would include Chatzi Shir. According to the Chachamim, the Mefarish Chatzi Shir, as opposed to the Isser Nevela Trefa Shkatzim V'Ramasim, which does not include Chatzi Shir, either Reish Lakish L'Shitasai, who holds Chatzi Shir is only Asim Midrabanan, or like we spoke at in the Rambam Shita, based on the Ran, here in Perek Shvua Shtayim Basra, and the Ran Mesach Nisadarim, Dav Chesem et Aleph, that Mujba V'Oimim Me'er Sinai was only on things that are Mefurish in the Torah, and Chatzi Shir, even if it's Asim in a Torah, it's learned out from a Drasha, being that it's not Mefurish in the Torah, it's no Mujba V'Oimim, regardless of Rav Shimon Poiter. Rav Shimon holds that if a person says Shvua Shalai Yoichal, and he ate Nevelos Trefesh Katzim for a Masim, he's going to be Potter, meaning he doesn't hold of any one of the Sfaris. He doesn't hold of what Rav Shmuel, Rav Yechanan said. He doesn't hold of what Reish Lakish said. And finally, the last Allah in the Mishnah Omar, if somebody says, if somebody goes over to his wife and he tells his wife, I don't let you have enough from me, I'm creating an Isra Koinam, but he makes a contingent on something. If I ate today, so he tells his wife, if I ate today, you can't have any anot from me. So I'm not sure what the context of this neder was. There must have been a context. But he says, you can't have any anot from me if I ate today. V'hu achal. Then we find out later that he ate, which is the trigger of the kainim. But what did he eat? Nevelus u'treifish gotzim v'ramasim. He ate things that he's not allowed to eat. Says the Mishnah, re'ishtei asura, his wife is going to be asked. Because even though the things that he ate were dvar masurim, but at the end of the day he ate. And it was dvarim haru'uyin la'achiva, even though they were asa. So when you're talking about shvua being chal, so then there's a svara mushba va'im in Me'er Sinai. So a shvua can't be chal on nevelos treifesh katzim v'ramasim. But if a person makes a t'nai and he says that I want the neder to be chal im achalti, as long as he ate, even if he ate nevelos treifesh katzim v'ramasim, the halacha is that neder is going to be zok to gemar. So there were many halachas in the Mishnah, all of which are going to be discussed in somewhat detail of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Shmuel, Shvua Shalai Yoichal. The person swears, I will not eat. V'shasa, and he doesn't eat, he drinks. Did he violate a shvua, or did he not violate a shvua? He said Shvua Shalai Yoichal. I'm not going to eat. He didn't eat. But he drank. Is drinking considered eating, or is it not considered eating? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, I heard from the great Amora Shmuel that if a person says Shvua Shalai Yoichal and he drank, chayef he is chayef. Says the Gemara, Iba Yisei Masvara, Iba Yisei Makra, Iba Yisei Masvara. It could be the beer in Shmuel Salach is a Svara. Domele Inish L'chavre. Because sometimes you'll see someone will go over to his friend, Nitamidi, do you want to come eat by me? And the person will say yes, He'll enter v'achli v'shas. He's going to eat and drink. But would you like to come eat and drink by me for Shabbos? No. Would you like to come eat? That's the way people usually pose it. So you see that even though people say eat, what do they mean? They mean eat and drink. So too, when a person says shvuah shelo yoichal, he means shvuah shelo yoichal v'lo eshta. And it's for that reason, even if he drinks, he's going to violate a shvuah. Yibay yisayim, a crow could be some type of a pasuk. That shtiyah b'chal achila. And it's a din that wherever a person says achila, included in that is shtiyah. Amar ishlokish b'nayil, she ishi b'chal achila. How do you know that she is b'chal achila? Shema, the pasuk says, in the parasha, maisa sheni. So maisa sheni, he had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So in contrast to maisa rishon, which had to be given to the Leviim or the Kayhanim after the Knas of Ezra, maisa sheni was allowed to be eaten by the Bailim, but it had to be eaten in a mokum kodesh, just like kachem kalin had to be eaten lifnim of the chaymos Yerushalayim. Maisa sheni had to be eaten in Yerushalayim as well. And the pasuk says, "V'chalta lifnei Hashem alokecha b'mokum asher yivchal l'shaken shmeisha maser degoncha v'tiroishcha v'yitzarecha." Now, what's tiroish? Tirish is wine. V'tirish chamrehu. V'ksev. And what does the pasuk say? V'yachalta. So you see that shtiyah b'chal achila. You can't eat wine. You drink wine. So you see that shtiyah b'chal achila. So too when it comes to shvuah. If a person would say shvuah shelo yoichal, included in that would be that he's not allowed to drink. So that if he drinks, says Shmuel, he's going to be chayv. But the Gemara says, v'duma yedei anigrin. How do you know it's talking about somebody poured a glass of wine and he drank it? Maybe what it means is he took wine and he put it into a tafsho. He ate the tafshul together with the wine. Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel, anigroin. Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, anigroin was a certain delicacy that people used to eat. Was maya desulki. It was cooked beets where they used to add some wine into it. Aksigroin is maya dekulosulki. That was when they took other vegetables, cooked it, and added wine into it. But the bottom line is, what is anigroin? Anigroin is something cooked where they added wine. So maybe that's what the pasuk means when it says, that if you want to eat the wine, how do you eat wine? I thought you drink wine. I mean, you want to take the wine, you want to add it in a tavshol, so you can only do it, but you don't see that if somebody drinks a glass of wine, that it's considered v'yachalta. So too, if a person says, maybe you wouldn't be chai, but the Gemara says, you can learn it from another pasuk. The context of this halacha is also Maisa Sheni. This is talking about a person that wasn't able to take the actual Maisa Sheni and bring it to Yerushalayim. So instead, when he was outside of Yerushalayim, he was Poida. He transferred the Kedusha from the Peres onto money, and now he took the money to Yerushalayim. And the pasuk says that there's halachas that govern what you can use the money for. You can't just spend the money recklessly. There's only specific things you can do with it. Says the pasuk, v'nasata akeset b'chol asher ta'av nafshecha. But then the pasuk gives examples. Ba'bokor u'batzoyin, b'yayin u'v'shecha. Now says the Gemara, yayin chamrehu. Yayin, of course, is wine. We know that. V'ksiv v'achalta. The pasuk says that after you're going to buy these things, v'achalta shon lefnei Hashem alekecha, v'samachta ato v'esecha. So again, you see the concept of achila when it comes to wine. But the Gemara says, v'dum ha'chanam la'yadayan nigrin. Didn't we just say that there's an idea of eating wine by adding it to a tafshol? So just like the first pasuk wasn't a raya, why is this pasuk a raya? Zok to Gemara, no, because over here it says sheikhar. Sheikhar ksiv. And sheikhar is already a midi de meshakim. Meaning, even though sheikhar also means wine, yayin is wine, sheikhar is wine. When the Torah says sheikhar, it doesn't mean beer, by the way. When the Torah says sheikhar, it meant wine. Yayin chadash, yayin yashan. This is Nazar 101. So when the Torah says that Nazar is not allowed to drink yayin v'sheikhar, it's wine and wine, just different types of wine. Aged wines and non-aged wines. But the bottom line is that when the Torah uses the word sheikhar to describe wine, it sounds like the Torah is saying, you're going to drink the wine or you're going to consume the wine in a way where it's going to have the capacity to make you drunk. Miloshin shikr. So if it has the capacity to make you drunk, obviously it wasn't mixed in the taruvis of anigroin, because anigroin, even though it had wine as one of the ingredients, but it wasn't a midi de mishaka. So here it's mash, when you're actually drinking wine. Oh, you're drinking wine. It says v'yachalta, must be that shtiyas b'chalachi. But the Gemara says, v'duma dvila ki'ilos. Maybe it doesn't even mean sheikha. Meaning maybe sheikha that the Torah says doesn't mean wine. It doesn't mean what it means by nazir, for example, but rather what it means is don't eat a tafshal, again, because it says v'yachalta, so we're talking about food, but food that has the capacity to make a person drunk. And what's the Gemara's example throughout Shas? Whenever the Gemara wants to find a food that had the ability to make somebody abyssal tzefidot, so the example always was a deveilo ke'ilas. So deveilo was a fig that came from the city ke'ilas. The time you learned in the Braisa, so ochal deveilo ke'ilas, if a koyin ate deveilo ke'ilas, v'shas advash, or he drank honey, v'chalav, or milk, v'nichtas v'nichtas, he enters the base of mikdash, v'avan, and he does the avodah chayif. Why? Because the halacha that a kohen is not allowed to do the avodah when he's a shtei yayin doesn't mean dafke yayin. He can't do it if he has anything inside of him that is causing him to be a little inebriated. That's the halacha. So you see, a devela kilos has the ability to make somebody a little bit shaker. It's food, thus it would pass the word achila. So maybe when it says sheker and viochalta, it doesn't mean a glass of wine, because glass of wine would be shtia. It wouldn't say viochalta, but rather it means devela kilos. The Gemara gama sheker sheker min nazir. No, we learn sheker sheker from nazir. Malah halan yayin avka yayin. Just like where it says sheker by nazir, it doesn't mean he can't eat a devela kilos. It means he can't drink wine. So too over here, it means wine. Bottom line is, it says v'nasata kesa b'chol hashata v'nafshecha, but bakru b'tzayin b'yayin uveshecher. And then the pasuk concludes v'yochalta sham lefnei Hashem lokecha v'smachta ato v'secha. Shecher definitely means a glass of wine, and the Torah says v'yochalta. So you see that she is b'chol achila. So bottom line, Rabbi Chiya bar Avin said in the name of Shmuel, if a person says shvuah shaloi oichal v'shasa, he didn't eat, he drank. The halach is chayiv. He violated a shvur. Iba yaseim a svara, iba yaseim a krah. Iba yaseim a svara, because people talk that way. If a person wants to invite somebody else to come over to him to eat, he won't say, would you like to come eat and drink? He'll say, would you like to come eat? So you see that achila includes an ichtia. So too, shvur shaloy eichal means shvur shaloy eichal v'shaloy yashav. Iba yaseim a krah. The Gemara had two attempts. The second attempt, the Gemara thinks is v'shua raya. That you see by Maisa Sheni, the pasuk says you can take the money that you were paid to your Maisa Sheni with, bring it up to Yerushalayim, buy wine, and then drink the wine. I mean, and eat the wine. V'achalta. So you see that eating includes in it drinking. Zokta Gemara, Amar Rava. So Rava said, what does it have to do with our Mishnah? Meaning, why is it right here? It has to do with Shavuos, because Shmuel said Halach and Ilcha Shavuos. But why is it right here after the Mishnah? Rava said, I have a riot from the Mishnah we just learned. What did the Mishnah say? Shavuos shalo eichal. If a person makes a Shavuos, he won't eat. The achal v'shasa, and then he ate and he drank. Inu chai v'la achas. So the Halach is for the achila and the shtiyah. If he did a b'shaygig, he only has to bring one carbon oil of a year. So Rava said, I'll bring you a geshmak araya to Shmuel's halach. I amrit bishlam eshtia b'chal achila. Bishlam, if when a person says shvuah shalo yechal, it means he can't eat and he can't drink. It's rechli l'tana l'ashmina d'ini chayiv ala achas. So the Tana of the Mishnah is saying a chiddush, that if you now eat and drink, you only can be chayiv one. Meaning, I would have thought that being that you violated your shvuah twice, you should be chayiv two. Kamash malon, you're only going to be chayiv once. Eli, I'm not shtiyah lav bichlal achila. But if you're going to tell me that shtiyah is lav bichlal achila, so if a person says shvuah shalo yoichal, he's allowed to drink. There's no iser shtiyah. Shvuah shalo yoichal. Va'achal va'asam melacha mi itzrich lashmin and then chayiv alachas. Does the Mishnah have to tell me that if a person says shvuah shalo yoichal and then he ate and he did melacha, the halacha is he's only chayiv one? Why would you think you're going to be chayiv two? Doing melacha didn't violate the shvuah. So why then does the Mishnah have to say v'achal v'shasa in chayiv alachas? If shti is lav b'chlal achila, then what's the havamina? You should be chayiv another carbon oil of a yoyred for drinking when you said shvuah shalo yoicha. Ella must be shti is b'chlal achila. So when you say shvuah shalo yoicha, it means shvuah shalo yoicha v'shvuah shalo eshta. So it comes that you violated your shvuah twice. So sol kedai t'chamina, maybe you should be chayiv twice. Kamash malon, they're not chayiv twice. So even though Shmuel said it, Shmuel was an amayra, and Shmuel wouldn't say something that was mefurish in the Mishnah, said Rava, even though it's not mefurish in the Mishnah, but let's be honest, how else are you going to learn the Mishnah? Afana nami tanina. The Mishnah is a raya L'chura to Shmuel's halacha. Amalei Abaya. But Abaya told Rava, so you want to say that the Tana of the Mishnah holds Shmuel's halacha, that shtiyas b'chal achila, elamai, shtiyas b'chal achila, ima seifa. Let me ask you a kasha from the seifa. The seifa in the Mishnah said, shvuah shalo yoicha v'shalo yeshta. If a person says, I swear I won't eat, and then he said, I swear I won't drink. V'achal v'shasa, chayiv shtayim. He's chayiv twice. Freaked Abaya, Agishmaka Kash. Kivin the Omash Shalai Yoichal. Once the person says Shavuot Shalai Yoichal, it's Le Bishtiyah. He now is not allowed to eat and he's not allowed to drink. Because included in Shavuot Shalai Yoichal is Shavuot Shalai Yoichal, Shavuot Shalai Yeshta. So, Ki Omash Shalai Yeshta, my Chayiv. So, why if he says afterwards Shavuot Shalai Yeshta, is he Chayiv? Ilu Omash Shalai Yeshta, Trey Zimni, me, Mechayiv Tarti. If a person says Shavuot Shalai Yeshta, Shavuot Shalai Yeshta, you can be Chayiv too? Of course not. You're a Mushbavai Mimar Sinai once you swore the first time. If a person says multiple Shavuot, he's only Chayiv once. So, Freik the Gemara, so why then? Abaya told Rava, would you be chayiv twice for shvua shalai yoichal shvua shalai yeshta? If shvua is b'chal achila, then shvua shalai yoichal shvua shalai yeshta is like shvua shalai yeshta, shvua shalai yeshta. I'm going to say, told him, hasam the amar shalai yeshta, v'hadar amar shalai yoichal. The case of the Mishnah was not when you said first shalai yoichal and then shalai yeshta, the way we have it in our Mishnah. But rather, the case was when he said it in the reverse. He said, shvua shalai yeshta, and then afterwards he said, shvua shalai yoichal. The shtia b'chal achila isa, achila b'chal shtia lasa. Shtia is b'chal achila, achila is not b'chal shtia. So when, if you said shvua shalai yeshta first, it only meant shtia. It didn't mean achila. Now that you said shvua shalai yoichal, so now it's chal iser achila. So you have the shvua that was chal on shtia, that's from the first shvua shalai yeshta. And then you have the shvua that's chal on achila, that's from the second shvua shalai yoichal. So therefore, if you're achal v'shasa, you're going to be chayv twice. But enochinami, Rava told Abaya that avaloma, shvua shalai yoichal, if you would say first shvua shalai yoichal, and then afterwards you would say shvua shalai yeshta, you would only be chayv once. Because shvua shalai yoichal includes achila v'shtia, so that when you say the second shvua shalai yeshta, you're not adding anything. If you're not adding anything, so for that reason, you're not going to be chayv a second time. But the Gemara speaks out, avol omash shvua shalai yoichal v'shalai yeshta, v'achal v'shasta mai, eni chayv alachas, meaning, Rabbi, you're conceding the point to Abaya. It's poshut. If you hold shtia is b'chal achila, then shvua shalai yoichal v'shalai yeshta, you're only going to be chayv once. Because once you say Shavuot Shalai Yoichal, it includes in that Shavuot Shalai Yeshta, so you're just repeating Shavuot Shalai Yeshta a second time. It's like Shalai Yeshta twice, where you only chayim once. What was the first halacha, the Mishnah, the very first halacha, Shavuot Shalai Yoichal? The person just said Shavuot Shalai Yoichal. V'achal v'shasa, he ate and he drank, ene chayiv ala achas. Freik the Gemara, if you want to tell me ene chayiv ala achas, tell me even a bigger chiddush. Listen, Shavuot Shalai Yoichal, v'shalai yeshta, ene chayiv ala achas. A chiddush that even though you spoke out to the shaynos of shvua, still you're only going to be chayiv one. The koshkin, and certainly I would know shalai oichal uchude. Ella says the gemara la'olam kediktani. Really, leave it the way it was. Meaning, when the mishnah says shvua shalai oichal v'shalai eshta yichayiv too, it's true. Even if you said first shvua shalai oichal and then shvua shalai eshta, you don't have to flip it in the mishnah where you said first shvua shalai eshta and then shvua shalai oichal. What's the kasha? If shtia is b'chal achila, then when you said shvua shalai oichal, included in that was shalai eshta. So now when you repeat shvua shalai eshta, what are you adding? Shani hocha kimed amar shalai oichal, being that you said shvua shalai oichal, the hodar amar shalai eshta golia daite. Here you're being megaladas. Nach achila damar achila greatest. Ordinarily achila is b'chal shtia is b'chal achila. So if you say Shavuot Shalai Yoichal, it means Shavuot Shalai Yeshta. But if you speak out Mefurish, Shavuot Shalai Yoichal, and then you say Shavuot Shalai Yeshta, so now it's already Goli Adaite that the Shavuot Shalai Yoichal shouldn't include in it a Shavuot Shalai Yeshta. So we look at them as two independent Shavuos. It's two independent Shavuos. You're going to have to bring two carbon oila v'yoyret. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Masnisa na mideka. So again, the halacha that's being discussed is what Reb Chiya bar Rabin said in the name of Shmuel. That if a person says Shavuot Shalai Yoichal, and he didn't eat. He was shasa, chayev. Iba yisem a svara, iba yisem a kra. Shtia is bechlal achila. Abaya said, I have a raya from the Mishnah. Abaya had an afa namitanina. Because the Mishnah said that if a person says, shvua shaloi oichal, v'ochal v'shasa, ene chayev ala achas. Achal v'shasa, ene chayev. What's the chiddush of shasa? What's shasa have to do with anything? Does the Mishnah say, v'ochal v'asa melacha, ene chayev ala achas? No, because what's the havamin? You should be chayiv for doing melacha. So what's the havamin when a person says shvua shalai yoichal? You should be chayiv for shtia. Must be that really shtia is b'chal achila. Rav Ashi had a different raya. Amar Rav Ashi masnisa nami deiko, because the end of the mishnah says shvua shalai yoichal. If a person says shvua shalai yoichal, v'achal oichal shein ruin lachila, v'shasa mashkin shein ruin l'shtia potter. So if a person says shvua shalai yoichal, said the mishnah halacha that if you eat dvarim that are not ruin lachila or you drink dvarim that are not ruin l'shtia, what's the halacha? The halacha is you're going to be potter. What does it sound like? If you eat things that are ruin l'achila, or if you drink things that are ruin l'shtiyah, you're going to be chayv. Ha ruin chayv. Amai. Ha shvuah shalo yoichal kamar. It's a bishlaim if a person says shvuah shalo yoichal, and he eats dvarim ruin l'achila, I understand why you're chayv. But if a person says shvuah shalo yoichal, and then you drink dvarim ruin l'shtiyah, why are you chayv? You said shvuah shalo yoichal. You didn't say shvur shloy eshta, elamai, shtia b'chlal achilas. You see, shvur shloy eichal includes shtia. So Rava brought a raya from the Reisha, the Mishnah. Rav Ashi is bringing a raya, afananami tenita, from the Seva, the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, Dilma, the Omar Tarti. Maybe there's a little bit missing from the Mishnah. There's the chasurei machzera. The Mishnah means shvur shloy eichal. And he ate dvarim she'in a ruin l'achila. Or, even though the Mishnah doesn't say this, he said shvua shalai eshta, and then he drank dvarim she'in a ruin l'shtia. The halacha is, in any one of those cases, you're going to be potter. But Enochanami, if a person says shvua shalai yoichal, maybe you won't be chayef for drinking. Exhale. So again, we have here a halacha, very important halacha. Omer Abchi Barabin, Omer Shmuel, Shvua Shaloi Oichal, Vishasa Chaye. And the Gemara said, Iba Yisei Masvara, Iba Yisei Makro. Iba Yisei Masvara, the Omele Inish Lechavre, Nitim Midi Ve'aili. Would you like to come eat by me? Va'ochli Vishasi. And they end up eating and drinking. So you see that when a person says Achila, he means Shtia. So too, Shvua Shaloi Oichal means Shtia as well. Iba Yisei Makro, it's a din. Shtia Bechal Achila. And we learned it from the parsha of Meiser Shevet. The Rambam. In Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel, brings us Halacha. Says the Rabbah, Mishin Nishba Shalo Yoichal Hayoim, if a person swears, I will not eat today, Vishasa, and he ends up drinking, he didn't eat, he drank, Chayef, the Halacha is, he was over his Shavuah, Sheshtia Bichlal Achila. The Fichach, says the Rambam, Im Achal Vishasa, Eine Chayef Alam Alkos Achas, Im Hoyumeis, Oichatas Achas, Im Hoyashoik. Halacha dal. Nishba shlo yishta hayoim. Hareze muter lechol. She'ein achila bichlal shtia. If a person goes in the reverse, and he swears not he won't eat, that he won't drink, and he ends up eating, here the Rambam says the halacha is that you're going to be potter, because even though shtia is bichlal achila, so when you say, shvur shlo yoichal, you're not allowed to drink, but achila is not bichlal shtia. So if a person says, shvur shlo yishta, there's nothing wrong with eating. You're allowed to eat. Says the Rambam, V'kama yishtev yehei chayiv. How much does this person have to eat and drink in order for him to be chayiv? So this person that said, Shvua shaloi oichal, and he drank. The halach is, he's chayiv, because shtia b'chal achila. How much does he have to drink? Yirali, says the Rambam, She'ein eichayiv ad sheyishtev revias keshar yishtzuro. He'd have to drink a revias. Just like all macholos asurois. When we're dealing with shtia, what's the shir? The shir is a revias. So to over here, if a person says shvuah shaloi oichal, where the halach is that the shvuah is chal on mashkin, just like it's chal on oichal, because of the sugya that we just learned, what would be the shir, however, of the mashkin? The shir of the mashkin would be a revias. The Rav Shlita, Rabbi Shua Abba, wrote a sefer, Mayone Yoshua, on Masechta Shavuos. Very lumdish sefer. It's with the Rav's classic clarity and depth and lumdus and amkus, so it's definitely worth buying and having for the coming weeks. But the Rav, in his Sefer Mayoni Yeshua, asks a gewaldig kash on this Rambam. And that is from a Rambam in two other places. The Rambam in Hilchis Trumois, Perik Yud, Halacha Beis. The Rambam over there is discussing the Isser for a Zar to eat Truma. So only a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. A Zar is not allowed to eat Truma. Says the Rambam, Echad Ha'oichel, if a person eats truma, the echad has shayse dover shadarki lishtais, or if a person drinks truma, the echad has soch dover shadarki lasoch. If a person takes truma and he smears it on his body, the halach is he's over the iser truma. Shenem avolay yichalu as kachiv in Yisrael lerabois even a soch. Says the Rambam, I'm forwarding ukeshem shachilas truma bekezayis. Just like the shear of achilas truma is kezayis, kach shtiyasa bekezayis. So too the shtir of shtiyas truma is the Kezayis as well. So the Rambam brings the halacha of the Issa Truma. And the Rambam says that the halacha of the Issa Truma includes Achila, Shtia, and even Sicha. Says the Rambam, what's the Shir Achila's Truma? Kezayis. All Shiurei HaTorah, when it comes to Machalos Asuros, is Bekezayis. What's the Shir of Shtia's Truma? Says the Rambam, Kishem. Kishem Shachila's Truma Bekezayis. Kach Shtiyasa Bekezayis. Shaila is, why is it Bekezayis? Shouldn't it be Berevias?
Katzel.
Shiva. Say, oh, Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim said that the reason the Shiva is Bekazayas is because when the Torah in Parshas Emor introduces the Isser, when the Torah introduces the Isser, Achilas Truma says the Pasuk, Gubas, Koyen, Kisi, Almano, Grusha, Vesera, Ein, Lavashav, Vesera, 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 the whole Zor, Lo Yoichal, boy. A Zor is not allowed to eat Truma. The Ish, Ki Yoichal, Koydish, Bishkoga, Vyosef, Chamishisa, Olav, Nosal, Koyim, Esa, Koydish. The Torah mentions the Isser Truma, Beloshein Achila. Now it's true, the Isser is Achila, it's Shtia, it's even Sicha. But at the end of the day, the Loshen HaTorah, when the Torah talks about the Isser Truma, is Isser Achila. Being that it's an Isser Achila, so now the Shir is going to be Tolui in Shiyure Achila. So it's for that reason that even though ordinarily Shiyure Shtia is Berevias, but being that the Torah never said don't drink the truma, the Torah said, "Don't eat the truma." It's for that reason that halacha is that the shir is going to be Bekazayas. The Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchas Machlokes Asuros discusses the iser for a yid to eat blood. Not let it eat blood, or grammatically correct, you're not allowed to drink blood. Says the Rambam, how much dam does a person have to drink in order for him to be chayiv? Says the Rambam, a kizayis. The shir is the kizayis. What's the beer? Said Reb Chaim, because what does the pasuk say when the Torah mentions the iser dam? Loi seichlu al adam. It doesn't say loi sishtu dam. It says loi seichlu al adam. So midahoytzi akasav beloshen achila. So now the shir is going to be a shir achila. So it's not going to be a shir revius. Rather, the shir is going to be a kizayis. So Reb Shuaba asks, so why is this any different? We have and we're saying that included in Achila Shtia, because Shtia is Bechlal Achila. Stating that, says the Rambam yearly, I think the Shir is going to be, when it comes to Shtia, if the whole basis for the Isser was a Shvua, Shaloi Oichal is a Lashon Achila. So why don't we say that being that the whole Makar of the Isser is Shtia Bechlal Achila, so Midahoitzi Yakasuv, or Midahoitzi Hamavate Beloshon Achila, so now the Shir should be Tali and Shir Achila. So why is Shvua Shaloi Oichal Vishasa Brevius? Why is it different than the Isser Dam, where the Pasuk says Loi Seichel Al Adam, or why is it different than the Isser Truma, where the Pasuk says Vachal Zar Loi Oichal Boy, that even though we're dealing with Mashkin, and ordinarily, Shirei Mashkin is Berevius, still we say the Shir is going to be Bekazayas. Why is Shvur Shalai Yoichal B'Shasa any different? So the Rav has two Mahalchim in the Sefer. One is Molamdish, the other one's Moal Derech Pilpul. We'll speak out the one that's Moal Derech Pilpul. And that is that the Gemara said, two Mekoris to Shmuel Zalacha, Iba Yaseima Svara, the Iba Yaseima Kra. Shagisarye in Vurusari in Mesachtes Yuma Dafayin Dalit in the Sugis of Chatzis Shir says that he believes that the reason the Gemara gave a Svara and a Pasuk is because the Svara is addressing one Sugya in Shas and the Pasuk is addressing other Sugyas in Shas. Our Sugya over here is a Sugya in Mesachtes Shvuos. We're learning Shvuos now. Shvuos Shalayichal. Shvuos are like Nedarim, where we go based on Lashon B'nei Adam. So if a person swears and he says something, and you want to know, what's the definition of what it is that this person said? So really, you have to ask the man on the street. You take a survey, and you find out, what do people mean when they say certain things? Because it's all tully in the Das HaNoyder, or it's all tully in the Das of the person that swore. So really, what matters is Lashon B'nei Adam. You have to find out what people mean, what the connotation is when they say certain things, and that really should determine what it is they're saying. What the Torah's definition of a word is shouldn't really matter when it comes to a neider or a person making a shvua, because b'nedarim you go baser lashem b'nei adam, by shvuas you also go baser lashem b'nei adam. So said the Shagas Aryeh that for Shmuel's halach of shvua shaloi oichal, which is totally in Lashem Nei Adam, the Gemara needed a Svara. Iba Yisem a Svara. That people will say, Amri Yinshi L'chavri, Nitim Midi V'ayli V'achli V'shasu. You see that Lashem Nei Adam is, a person will say Achila, and he means Shtia. So if a person will say Achila, and he means Shtia, so it's for that reason you can say that in Lashem Nei Adam, Achila means Shtia, so Shvul Shalai Eichel is going to be Shasa as well. But in other areas of halacha, we don't care what people think. We want to know, we're concerned with what the Torah's definition of a word is. So, Iba Yisei Mekros, says the Gemara, I'll find you a pasuk, where in the pasuk you see that Shtia is Bechal Achila. So, as it relates to other Sugis Ashas, I can tell you, Shtia is Bechal Achila, Lo Yisaychul Al Adam, whether it's Truma, it doesn't matter where it is. The bottom line is, Shtia is always going to be Bechal Achila. So, the Gemara said, Iba Yisei Mekros, Iba Yisei Mekros, says the Shagisari, Iba Yisei Mekros was from Mesech Teshvois, which is totally in Lashem Bnei Adam. So, the Gemara had that in Lashem Bnei Adam, you find that Shtia is Bechal Achila, Iba Yisei Mekros is for all the other Sugis Ashas, where you're going to find the same things. Said Rabbi Shua Abba, that's Pasha, that in the Iba Yisei Mekros, What's the gather of the pasuk? Shtir b'chal achil is a dit. That if you say, or the Torah says v'achalta, v'achalta doesn't just mean v'achalta, it means v'shasisa as well. So the Torah will use the word achila to describe shtir. Sometimes the Torah will use the word shtir to describe shtir. But the Torah will sometimes use the word achila to describe shtir. Shtir is b'chal achila. In the Ibai Yisem Svara, however, where we say that in Lashem Bnei Yodam, if a person says nitam midi v'ayli, and they end up eating, or shvua shalay oicha, where we say he means not just eat, drink as well. Yesh lachber. What's the lamdas? Is the lamdas that there's a din shtir b'chal achila? Even though I said achila, I mean shtir as well. Or yesh loymar, he says, maybe you could say a little bit of a different side. You could say that's pashit, shvua shalay oicha means shvua shalay oicha. But there's an umdun of the muchach that when a person says, I won't eat, he doesn't just mean I won't eat. Because usually when you sit down to eat, you're also going to drink. So what he means is, I won't eat and I won't drink. And even though you never said you're not going to drink, and in order for a shvua to be chal, you have to utter the shvua. But there is a concept of yodei shvuas. There is a concept of miktsas lashon. And it's understood that when a person says shvua shalo yoichal, he meant shvua shalo yoichal v'loi shasa. And not just that, it's included in the lashon of shvua shalo yoichal, that it's as if he said shvua shalo yoichal v'loi shasa. But it's not a din that shtir is b'chlal achila. Shtir is not b'chlal achila. Achila is achila, shtir shtir. It's just understood that when you say shvua shalo yoichal, what you really mean to say is shvua shalo yoichal v'shaloi eshta, and with the chiddush of the parsha of yodos and the sugyas of lashon when it comes to shvuas, even though you only said shvua shalo yoichal, what you have is a chaloi shvua on shvua shalo yoichal v'shvua shalo eshta. You know, says that second side, the chiddush shloim. And the Shloimeh Masechtas Yivam Mistaf Lamed Beis says very, very clearly that it's Choluk B'Yisoid, the lumdus of how you understand Ibai Yisema Svar, Ibai Yisema Kro. Ibai Yisema Kro is a din that the Shtia is a Kiyum of Achila. The Ibai Yisema Svar is not that the Shtia is a Kiyum of Achila. But when a person says Shvua Shaloi Oichal, he means Shvua Shaloi Oichal and Shvua Shaloi Eshta. And when the person drinks, it's not a violation of the Shvua Shalei Eichal component. It's a violation of the Shvua Shalei Eshta component. It's true, the Rambam says when it comes to drinking truma, the shir is b'kizayis. It's not previous. Why not? Because the pasuk says, v'chol zar lo yoichal boy. The Torah didn't say don't drink truma. The Torah said don't eat truma. So by you drinking truma, you're being over v'chol zar lo yoichal boy. That's why the shir is going to be b'kizayis. When it comes to the iser dam, the Rambam says the shir is b'kizayis because it says lo yisoichu al adam. So again, the pasuk says b'loshen achila. Loshen achila means the shir is going to be b'kizayis. But if a person says shvu shalo yoichal and he ends up drinking, why is he over lo yachal dvaro? Because he was over shvu shalo yoichal? No, you're over lo yachal dvaro because you were over shvu shalo yeshta. I, you never said shvu shalo yeshta. But that's the ibay yisem asvara in shtir b'chal achila, that even though you never spoke out shtir, but it's understood that you meant shvua shalo yoichal v'shalo yeshta. So it's as if there's a shvua of shvua shalo yeshta. You were over the shvua shalo yeshta. If you were over shvua shalo yeshta, it's pasha that the shir is going to be revealed. If the way we look at it is that you were over shvua shalo yoichal, then kasha is a good kasha. It should be based on the gedarim of achila. The gedarim of achila, even when it comes to mashkin, is b'kizayis. Just like you find by drinking truma, you find by drinking blood. But if you are over not a shvua shalei oichal, you are over a shvua shalei eshta. I only said shvua shalei oichal. That's the chiddush of shtir b'chal achila. That if I say shvua shalei oichal, it's chal to shvua, so to speak. There's a shvua shalei oichal in the world, and there's a shvua shalei eshta in the world. But at the end of the day, I wasn't over the shvua shalei oichal. I was over the shvua shalei eshta. If I was over the shvua shalei eshta, then the shir is going to be revised. This is the less long the shabshat, by the way. But either way. On that note, zok the Gemara right there. Shvua shaloi oichal v'achal pas chidin. So the Mishnah says, if a person says shvua shaloi oichal, and then he sits down and he fresses, he eats pas chidin, pas oirin, pas kusmin, all the carbs on the table. This person ate. The halach is ein echayev ele achas. Shvua shaloi oichal. But let's say he spoke it out. He said, I won't eat pas chidin. Then he said pas oirin, no whole wheat bread, no this, no that, 12 grain. Pas kusmin v'achal, and he eats it. Chayev al kol achas v'achas. Then he's going to be chayev for each one individually. Why? Because in the latter case, he spoke out in his shvua pas chitin pas oyer pas kusmin. In the first game, speak it out. In the didn't speak it out, you're only going to be chayev one. But frek the Gemara, what's the assumption that if a person says shvua shloy oichal pas chitin pas oyer pas kusmin, you chayev kalachas vachas? Meaning, bishloim, if you would say shvua shloy oichal pas chitin, and then he would say shvua shloy oichal pas oyer, and then he would say shvua shloy oichal pas kusmin, So that would make perfect sense that you should be chayv a kolachas vachas. But it's not what you did. You said shvuah shaloi oicha, one lashon shvuah. You just said pas chitim, pas soyer, pas kusman. That's a raya that you mean to create an independent shvuah for each one of these things that you mentioned. Maybe the reason you mentioned these things is simply because you only want to be also for these things. Meaning, had you said shvuah shaloi oicha, you can't eat anything. Shvuah shaloi oicha, these three things means only these three things. So there's definitely no diet from the fact that you only mentioned these three things, or from the fact that you did mention these three things. So why in the world should we look at it as three shvuahs? Meaning, maybe the reason you mentioned paschit and pasor and paskusman is because you only want to be osur in this, you don't want to be osur in anything else. So the Gemara says, havalei the meimar, it's true. But what you should have said was chit and usoirim v'kusman. Why do you have to say the word pas? Paschit and pasor and paskusman, the word pas is extra, and each pas creates an independent shvuah. But the Gemara says, v'dumma lochus, maybe lochus, meaning, had you not said the word pas, you would have thought that you're only not allowed to eat raw chitin and raw kusman and raw sairin. Pas means to say baked. When it's in the form of bread, then you're not allowed to eat it. But the Gemara says, Nabalei the Meimer, you should have said the word pas for chitin, and then afterwards said sairin for kusman. You don't have to repeat the word pas three times. By repeating the word pas three times, that's extra to teach me that you have a separate shvua for each thing that you mentioned. But the Gemara says, Vadoma pas chitin, you would only said pas chitin, and then you would have said sairin and kusman. I would have thought chitin is also even pas. Blechel, sairin for kusman is only lachos, but sairin is only lachos. The Gemara says, no, Nabalei the Meimer, you could have said pas chitin, vishal sairin, vishal kusman. The word Vishel shows that Kusman and Sa'irin is like Chitin, and just like Chitin, the Isser includes Pas, so too Kusman and Sa'irin means Pas as well. But the Gemara, had you said that, it would have also been misleading. Because maybe I would have thought that what he means to say is, I'm not going to eat Pas Chitin, Vishel, Sa'irin, Vishel, something that has a Taruvis of all three. But if it doesn't have all three of these grains, then maybe you're not going to be Chayiv. So the Gemara says, Eimano, what you could have said was, Vechein Shel Sa'irin, Vechein Shel Kusman. You could have added the word v'chein. So you could have said shvuah shaloi oichal pas chitin v'chein shel sa'irin v'chein shel kusman pas lomali. Why do you have to say the word pas so many times? Shema b'no lechalik. It's coming to teach me mechalik. By the way, this was the Gemara that we had, if you remember, in yesterday's das. Rav Pinchas said from here that you see how far the Chachamim went to be mechalik for carbon oil of yored when it comes to shvuah's bita, that for each word pass, we look at it as if you spoke out an extra lashon shvuah. That was the long Rashi that we mentioned in the daf that we didn't go through inside. That you see how far we go for chilek shvuahs. He said it with regards to two shvuahs being mitzdarif. But the bottom line is that's this halacha that if you spoke out pas chitin, pas oirin, pas kusman, the word pas is a little bit extra. There would have been a way to say this without mentioning the word pas so many times. Each pas is going back on shvuah. And it's as if it's a separate bitoy of shvua. So much so that if you would eat the chitin, sa'irin, and kusman all behelam echad, you'd be chayv a separate carbon oil of a yoyred for each thing that yay. The Mishnah said a very similar halacha regarding mashkin. Shvua shalay eshta. If a person swore that he's not going to drink, v'shasa mashkin harbe, then he drinks a lot of mashkin. Enei chayiv ela achas. Stating that, what did the Mishnah say? If a person says shvua shalay eshta yayin, v'shemer udvash, v'shasa, chayiv al kolachas v'achas. Same Gemara. Why are you chayiv for each one when you said yayin, shemen, and vash? Maybe the reason you said yayin, shemen, and vash is because that's all you want to be usher in. You don't want to be like the first person who said shvuah shalai eshta. You don't want to be usher in everything. You only want to be usher in these things. Now, the Gemara just asked the same kasha regarding pas chit and pas sayer and pas kusman. But what was the Gemara's teretz? You repeated the word pas three times. That was the diuk. Why did you say the word pas so many times? Pas teaches me separate shvuah for each pas. But here you didn't say pas. You said shvuah shalai eshta, yayin shemen udvash. It says the Gemara, bishleim mahasam, bishleim over there, da amrit miyatule pas l'chiyuva. The word pas was extra. What should he have said? You're going to tell me he should have said shvuah shalai eshta? He doesn't want to say shvuah shalai eshta, because that would mean he can't drink anything. He doesn't want to not be able to drink everything. He wants to be able to drink other mashkos. He just doesn't want to drink the three things that he asked. He's talking about where all these drinks were in front of him. You know what he should have said? Shouldn't have said anything. He should have just said, don't get involved. Yayin, Shem, and Vash, we all see what's in front. The bar's open. We know what you're referring to. But you didn't have to mention these things specifically. You should have just said, and that would have been enough. But the Gemara says, "Vadoma elu hu deloishasina, achrinishasina." Maybe had he said shvuah shalai eshta elu, it would suggest as follows: I swear I'm not going to drink this, but I also swear I'm going to drink everything else. He doesn't want that. That's a little misleading. Elu, the Gemara says, "I hear." Maybe he shouldn't have said that. That would have been a little misleading. But the Amar, what he could have said was shvuah deloishasina, kigoyin elo. I'm not going to drink things that are like this. But the Gemara says, "Doma kugoyin elo" means the loisha sina butzer mehachi vetvei mehachi. That's also misleading. Do you know what it sounds like? It sounds like he's saying, "I'm not going to drink anything if it's in the quantity, in the volume of what's in front of me right now." That's not what he means. He means, "I'm not going to drink these things or these minim." I'm not going to drink. Elo, what he could have said was, "Kugoyin da amash fush lo yeshta mi min elo." So, okay, you could have said "mi min elo." Then you would have known that it's not just the yayin shemen advash that's in front of you. It means all yayin shemen advash is going to be awesome. But the Gemara says, "Vaduma min elo hu deloy shasino ha inu gufayu shasino." That's also misleading. I'm not going to drink these minim. It sounds like these minim I'm not going to drink, but this in front of me, despite the fact that it's from the same min, obviously, this I will drink. So the Gemara says, no, Ema, what he could have said was, shalei eshte elu uminayo. He could have said, I swear I'm not going to drink this, and I'm not going to drink anything of the same min. Bottom line is, why do you have to single out shem and yayin and vash? Each thing that he mentioned is viewed as a separate shor. V'achabrei the Rav Yikar Amar, the pshat of the Mishnah is differently. There's a context. The context was b'misar v'bayachaver yaskin, where his friend was trying to get him to come to his house, and Damalei told him, "Bayush sei me, come drink with me, yayin v'shem and advash." And the person didn't want to go, and he says, "I don't want to go." And finally, he said, "I'm going to put an end to this madness." He says, "I swear, I will not drink yayin v'shem and advash." Now, what should the person have said? He should just swear, "I'm not going to drink with you." Yayin shemen udvash, lomali. Why do you have to say yayin shemen udvash? And over here we know that he means yayin shemen udvash because that's what the person's trying to get him to come drink with him. Must be l'chayiv akol achas v'achas. The reason he said it was to be create a separate shvuah for each thing. Tanan hasam, tein lichitin v'sa'irim v'kusmin sheyesh l'biyotcha. So the context of this tanan hasam is sugyas that we're going to get to later in the Masechta, and that is the halacha of shvuas hapakadim. So we're familiar with the basic concept of shvuas hapakadim. Shvuas hashomrim is a shvuas hapakadim. The halacha is a shomrechinam who tainas geneva v'aveda is potter, but he has to swear. The shvuah, he's potter. Shem v'sacha that says oynis is potter b'shvuah. He has to swear. Shvuas hapakadim. You have a shomer pakadim, he's swearing. So without getting into the details of shvuas hapakadim, the context of this Mishnah is shvuas hapakadim. We just need one element that's negei our sugya, so we're just going to extract that. The Mishnah over there says that if someone goes over to somebody else and he tells him, "You, my shomer pakadim, I gave you different grains to watch, chitin, soirin, kusman, I want it back." And the person says, "I don't have it." And he swears, "Shvuah she'ein lecha biyadi klum." He swears, "I don't have it." The halacha is, even though sometimes a person has to bring a carbon for a shvuah sapikadin, in this case, einay chayev ela achas. He's only going to have to bring one shvuah. Despite the fact that he said, "Shvuah she'ein lecha biyadi klum," regarding three things, chitin, so'irin, and kosman. If the person says, however, shvuah she'ein lecha biyadi, chitin, u'so'irin, v'kusmin, chayiv akol achas v'achas. If he singled that in a shvuah, all three things, he's going to be chayiv akol achas v'achas, which, by the way, is very similar to halacha to our Mishnah. But what did our Mishnah say? The person's telling him, "Come eat with me," and he could have said, "Shvuah that I'm not going to eat with you." Instead, he said, "Shvuah that I'm not going to, or drink. I'm not going to drink wine, I'm not going to drink dvash, I'm not going to drink cholov." So, being that you singled out the three individual drinks, he chayiv akol achas v'achas, same concept over here. When it comes to shvuah, if a person says shvuah she'ein lecha biyadi klum, he chayiv one. But if he singles out shvuah she'ein lecha biyadi chitin soyim v'kusman, there's actually a separate chiyuv carbon for the chitin, for the soyim and the kusman. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afilu pruta mikulam etzdarefes." Rabbi Yochanan said that the only time he chayiv for shvuah sapakadin is if there's a pruta. So let's say the thing that was being, the Teveya and the Nitva, we're dealing with something that's at least worth a pruta. So he said you could be mitzvah of the chitin, soyim, and the kusman to establish the pruta. Okay, that's not what we need. What we need is the next part of the Gemara. Pligi bar of Acha v'Ravina. It was Machlekes of Acha v'Ravina. Had understand this. Chadama once said, "Aproti mechayev, akloli loy mechayev." The Chadama once said a very big chiddush, "Akloli nami mechayev." When the Mishnah says that if the person says shvuah she'in lecha biyadi chitin, soyim, v'kusman, chayev akol achas v'achas, how many shvuahs are you actually chayev? Or how many karbonos are you actually chayev? Pasha, you think three. Chitin, soyin, v'kusman. That's al kol achas v'achas. But really, it was a machlekes amira. Rav Acha v'Ravina. Chadama once said that you're going to be chayev four. What's the four? Shvuah she'ein lecha biyadi is one. Chitin is two. Soyin is three. Kusman is four. Yechayev akloli, the klal, as in klal pratu klal. What's the klali? Shvuah she'ein lecha biyadi. And al prati, and chitin, soyin, and kusman. Says the Gemara, Hachamai, that machlokes amirah, that big chiddush, they be chayiv akloli by shvuah sapakadim. not just on the prati. Is that going to be true here as well? If a person is misariv boy chaveroi, and he says, come drink with me, and he says, I'm not going to come, and he says, shvua shaloi eshta, and then he says, yayin vash v'dvash, yayin shemen advash. So we understand, you chai for the yayin shemen advash. Are you also going to be chai for the shvua shaloi eshta, or you're not going to be chai for the shvua shaloi eshta? Says the Gemara, alam the shiteres, amar rava, hachi hashtot, you're certainly not going to be chai. Hasam over there, mechai v'aklol, mechai v'aprato. Then you can be chai for the klol, you can be chai for the prat. Because when it comes to Shavuos HaPekodin, there's no halacha of Ein Shavua Achas Shavua. There's no halacha of Ein Shavua Chalal Shavua. You could be Koifer BePekodin 100 times and you'll be Chayv 100 Shavuos. That's the way the halacha is. Or if you swore 100 times when you were Koifer BePekodin, you could be Chayv 100 Karbonis. There's no idea that once you're Chayv Karbon for this Shavuos HaPekodin, then you can't be chayiv again for it. No, each Shavuos HaPekodin, even though it's the same Pekodin, you can be chayiv again and again. So even though you're chayiv for the klal, which includes in it the prat, this is the punchline, you can be chayiv for the prat as well. But hoch over here, iso gedaitach, iso bechlalo. If you're going to tell me you're chayv already for the klal, so when the person says shvua she'ein lecha biyadi klom, or shvua she'ein lecha biyadi, you're already chayiv Shvuas Bitoy, then you can't be chayiv afterwards for chitin sa'ir and v'kusman. You know why? Because shvuas she'en lecha biyadi includes in it chitin sa'ir and v'kusman. And once there's a chaloy shvuas bitoy on chitin sa'ir and v'kusman, there can't be another chaloy shvuas bitoy on chitin sa'ir and v'kusman. Am I mechayiv mushba v'aymidu? At that point, you're already a mushba v'aymid. Then shvuas chalal shvuas. Meaning that at that point, you're a mushba v'aymid. Then shvuas chalal shvuas. It's for that reason, says the Gemara, that you could be chayiv for the klal and the prat when it comes to shvuas apakadin, because no halacha in shvua chashvua, but you can't be chayiv for the klal and the prat when it comes to shvuas bitoy, because once there's a chaloy shvua on the klal, there can't be a chaloy shvua on the prat anymore, because at that point what you're going to have is ein shvua chal al shvua. So before we end, so we have over here the idea of mushba va'omer me'ar Sinai, and this is already the third or the fourth time we've had it, just starting Perek Shavuos Shtayim Basra this week. So we literally just started learning the sugyos of Masechta Shavuos, and we see that one of the big important yesoidos that one needs to understand and internalize when it comes to understanding the sugyos of Masechta Shavuos is this idea that ein shvua chalal shvua, that once a person swears he's not going to do something, the shvua can't be chal again. And as an extension from that, we have the idea of mushba v'ayim mar Sinai, that if a person swears that he's not going to eat nevel to treif eshkatzim v'ramasim, if a person swears to be mekayim mesam mitzvah, that's another place where you find this idea, the shvua is not going to be chal. Because when the yidden were mekabel the Torah, they didn't just say nasa v'nishma, they swore nasa v'nishma, they swore that they would keep the Torah. So there's already a shvua that was chal that says you're not going to eat nevel to treif eshkatzim v'ramasim. Once there's a shvua, there can't be another shvua. Ain't shvua chal shvua. So if a person swears I won't eat this piece of bread, and then he swears again I won't eat this piece of bread, there's only one shvua in the Welt. There's not two, even though you swore twice. Ain't shvua chal al shvua. Again, that's why shvua is nachal on isurim. That's why nishba l'chaim es ha-mitzvah. The idea of mushba va'oimed mehar zina. The shach in Yerideya, Simin Reish Lamed Ches, in Hilchah Shavua, says a very geshmak galach. So we spoke yesterday in great detail about a Shavua Shaloi Oichal Nevelos to Trefis, Shkatsim Ramas, we had in the Mishnah at the beginning of this morning's daf, that if a person swears I'm not going to eat Nevelos to Trefis, the halach is the Shavua is not chal. Why is it a chal? Because you're already a Mushba V'Oim, you already swore you're not going to eat Nevelos to Trefis, Mushba V'Oim in Me'ar Sinaihu, the in Shavua Chal HaShavua, the second Shavua has no ability to be chal. Says the Shach, Nir. The nafgemina afo idna. There'd be a nafgemina lalacha. If you have a choyle sheyesh by sakana, where the halacha is machila noiseach kalakal. He has a piece of nevela in front of him right now. You're allowed to eat nevela. He's a choyle sheyesh by sakana. You can do anything. So we can give him nevela to eat. A person had sworn, or this choyle had sworn, that he's not going to eat this nevela. Here's the shayla. Does this choyle now have to be matashvua before he eats the nevela or not? So again, he can eat the nevela. There's no reason for him not to be able to eat the nevela, because the doctors said that this is what he needs. So even though it's something that's aser, but he's a chayla sheyesh by sakana b'nei pekuach nefesh, we're going to feed him the nevela. There's nothing to talk about. But at the same time, it's always machil and oisei akal akal. We try to get him to be over as few Yisurim as possible. So to the extent that we can do it in a way where he's not going to be over so many Yisurim, that's always the preference. Machilin oisei akal akal. This piece of nevela has on it a shvu as well. Because this person had once sworn that he's not going to eat it. So klaris the shach, is there an inyan to be matir shvua? Because why be able to yachal devari? Why do we need the isa shvua? Let's just have the isa nevela. Or not. Says the shach, it's pashit. Nira, den afke mina afe idna, le inyan chayla, she mutter lachila nevela. She ain't sorich la'atir shvua asa. There's no reason to be matir shvua. Why is there no reason to be matir shvua? Because the shvua wasn't chal. Because you're a bush, but blame the master. Now there is no isa shvua. Just like back in the day, there would have been no malchus for la yachal devaroi. Just like back in the day, there would have been no carbon oil v'yoyre. So to today, there's no inyan to be matir the shvua. Because gavna, where you usually it's not a gay, where you're eating the nevela. But over here, there's an inyan to eat the nevela. You have a chaylo chesh b'sakon, you can eat the nevela. There's no reason to be matir the shvua. Why is there no reason to be matir the shvua? Because the shvua wasn't chal. So everyone's shaking. Yeah, what's the big chiddush, right? Of course. Why is this such a big chiddush? Right, the prima goddam. It's a tamir gadol. This is why we know there's a halach of enes achal al isa. What does that mean? If something's aser, it can't be aser a second time. That's the sugi of enes achal al isa. It's a sugi that permeates ganshas ein iser chal al isa. Stating that the Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis that even though enes achal al isa, but at the same time there is an idea of lekoivroi bein rishayim gemurim. I'm going to read to you one excerpt of a very, very difficult sugya. The chen ki yaser rav and amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mala olav ani, kilu asa beis. This is in the context of an ein iser chalal iser. We look at it as really as if he did both isurim. The ein ein chayev elachas. It's just that he's only chayev one. My nafgemina. L'koivre ben rishon gemurim. Nafgemina is, let's say it's a question of chayvi krisos or chayvi mises beznin. We can upgrade the person in terms of the averis that he did, and when it comes to bury him, right, we learned the sugyas of Masechta Sanhedrin, they used to bury different rishon in different places. So l'koivre ben rishon gemurim, we look at it as if he did even the second nisa. Aye nisa chala listen. In a chayev elo achas. But you want to know in terms of the isa that he did? No, we look at it as if he did both yisurim, l'may nafgemina l'koivre ben rishon gemurim. Says the prima goddam, you see from this gemara, and again, this is something that we know from Shas, but just one Maru Machim right here, Yevam Islam, Beis, that even though Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, but there is an idea of Lekoivri Ben Rishon Gemurim. What does that mean? It means the second Isser is really Chal. It's Chal the second Isser. It's just that in terms of Chiyuvim, you can't be Mechayiv the person for the second Isser. But is the Isser Chal? Yeah. L'may Nafgimina, the Gemara says it. Lekoivri Ben Rishon Gemurim. So now you have a Chayil Shiyesh by Sakana, where the Allah is that he's allowed to eat the Shtik Nevela, but at the same time, Achilin Oysa Yakal Akal, we try to mitigate the amount of Isser that this person's going to do. So if there's a second Isser that's Rami on the Isser Nevela, what's the second Isser? The Shvua, the Lo Yachal Devarei. Why did the Shach say with a Pshitus? Who cares? Who cares? You're a Muzbavayman anyways. So the Isser Shvu is not Chal. L'koyri ben Risham Gemurim, l'choyri the Isser is Chal. Just like in the Sugi of Ein Isser Chal Isser, you find this idea of l'koyri ben Risham Gemurim, l'choyri atayin the prima godim, the same thing should be true in this Sugi. So you want to know, as it relates to Chiyuvim, no, there's no Chiyuv, because that's the rule of Ein Isser Chal Isser. There's no Chiyuvim as a result of the second Isser. There's no Ori L'Vayirat, again, there's no Malkus V'Liyach L'Dvaray, understood. But the Isser there is. Klapei Shmaya, there's an Isser. The Haraya, the Gemara says, Malami Olaf, Kilu Asa Shtayim. It's really, there is an element over here of doing both Averis. L'may Nafkimina, L'Koyver Ben Risham Gemur. So why would we want this person to be over the second Isser, which puts him in the category of Rishayim Gemurim? It doesn't make any sense. As I freak the prima gun, Zokta Avni Maluim in a tshuva. This tshuva is Avni Maluim, by the way, in the end of Sefer Avni Maluim. So this tshuva, Avni Maluim, of course, was written on Evan Ezer. It was written by the Ktsois HaChayshin. Ktsois was written on Chayshin Mishpat. And Avni Maluim was written on Evan Ezer. But the end of Avni Maluim, the end of Chelik Beis, in the newer Avni Maluim, this shilos of tshuvas. And the tshuvas, as you would expect, are half of a fell. So Teich Dvarov, in one of the tshuvas, the Avni Maluim brings this kasha from the prima gun. And he says, Mr. Fina, I think the Prima Goddam made a tois. In his understanding of Mushba Va'imid Mehar Sinai, and this is very, very fundamental, that Avni Maluim brings from the Noi Deb Yehuda, that the Noi Deb Yehuda asked a bomba kasha. A person swears, I won't eat Nevel Sitrefish, Shkatzim V'Ramasim. What's the halacha? The Shvu is Nachal. Why not? Because you're Mushba Va'imid Mehar Sinai. The Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua. Freit, the Noi Deb Yehuda. Why does the Gemara need Mushba Va'imid Mehar Sinai, the Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua? Which is a very specific halacha in Hilchos Shvuos, right? In Shvuah Chal Shvuah doesn't really matter when you're not learning Masechta Shvuos. In the sugyas of Shvuos, there's a halacha called Ein Shvuah Chal Shvuah. It has zero impact or relevance outside the scope of the laws of Shavuos. Frank tonight to be Yehuda, why did the Gemara say more Pasha? Einis Sechal Alisser. We're all familiar with the sugyas of Einis Sechal Alisser, which has global ramifications. It affects every sugi in Shas. So why do we need a very specific, local, regional type svar of Ein Shavuos Chal Al Shavuos? Why did the Gemara just say that if a person swears he's not being available to treifas, there's no layachel? You want to know why there's no layachel? Because there's an issur neveila. And if there's an issur neveila, ain't issur chal al issur. So first, after the uncommon, some mushbava in Mer Sinai, that the Yidden didn't just accept the Torah, but there's a shvua, so that ain't shvua chal al shvua. What's wrong with saying ain't issur chal al issur? Says the night of Yehuda, with the beer of the Avni Meluim, that the spice dies from here, that there's a chiluk between ain't issur chal al issur and ain't shvua chal al shvua. You know what the chiluk is? The Prima Godim's kasha. Einis Echal Alisser is only a halacha with regards to Chiyuvim. When it comes to Chiyuvim, there's a halacha that the second Isser is not Chal. But as it relates to Klapi Shmaya, was the second Isser Chal? Absolutely. And if the second Isser is Chal Klapi Shmaya, Nafgamino Lekovi Ben Rasham Gemurim, really there is a second Isser. It just so happens, as it relates to the halachas of Chiyuvim, there's not going to be a Chiyuv. That's the idea of Einis Echal Alisser. But Einis Echal Alisser doesn't say that the second Isser is not Chal. How do we know that? The Prima Godim's Gemara. Yavam Islam Ad Beis Amad Beis. Lekovi Ben Rasham Gemurim, there is a second Isser. Ein Shvua Chal Al Shvua is more than that. Ein Shvua Chal Al Shvua says the second Shavuot is not Chal at all. If the second Shavuot is not Chal at all, you don't even have the Nafgamina L'Kovri Ben Rishon Gemurim. Zok Avni Meluim. From the whole fact that the Gemara even needs this idea of Mushbavayim and Marasin of Ein Shavuot Chal HaShavuot to explain why a person who says Shavuot Shaloi Oichal Nevelus Utrefish Utsav Ramus Taloch is a Shavuot is not Chal is because Ein Shavuot Chal HaShavuot and didn't say in the Chal HaLisser. That's the biggest raya that Ein Shavuot Chal HaShavuot says more than Ein Issur Chal Al Issur, because otherwise you wouldn't need it. What's the more? Ein Issur Chal Al Issur just says there's no chiyuv. But L'Kovri Ben Rishon Gemurim the Issur Chal, Ein Shavuot Chal Al Shavuot says that the second Shavuot is not Chal at all. Zokter Ktzois, Davni Meluim, that's the teretz to the Prima Godim's Kasha. We're discussing a person who swore, Chayla Sheyesh by Sakon. He swore Shavuot Shalai Yechal Nevelus Utrefus Shkatsim Ramasim. And now Layoleinu, he's a Chayla, he's allowed to eat the Nevela. The Shayla Sheyesh be Mat the Shavuot. Zokter Shach, there's no reason to be Mat the Shavuot. You want to know why not? Because the Shavuot was never Chal. You were Mujbay Marasin. Fake the Prima Godim. What do you mean the Shavuot wasn't Chal? I thought it was Chal. That would be true if all you had was Ein Issur Chal Al Issur. But here we have more than Ein Issur Chal Al Issur. Here we're having Ein Shavuot Chal Al Shavuot. That's why we needed Ein Shavuot Chal Al Shavuot for the Shachs Halacha. There's not even a Lekovim Ben Rishon Gemurim. The second Issur is not even Chal. Oh, second Issur is not even Chal. There's no reason in the world for the person. Al Kopanim. So you have Mushvay Marasinai, Ein Shavuot Chal Al Shavuot, which sounds so much like Ein Issur Chal Al Shavuot, but it's not. It's not Ein Issur Chal Al Shavuot. And even though the Gemara spoke about Issur Koil yesterday, it's not the same sugya. There's a sugya of Ein Shavuot Chal Al Shavuot, Mushbavay Mar Sinai, and there's a sugya of Ein Issur Chal Al Issur. There are two separate sugyas. Why do you need two sugyas? It's in the Yehuda's Kasha. The Avilum discusses it in Shailos Tshuva Simin Yud Beis in the middle somewhere if you want to look it up. But the bottom line is that half of a fella, that's the way the Avilum is Miyash of the Prima Godim's Kasha on the Ktois. But I just want to tell you one other thing, and that is that just like there's a Chiddush over here in this Prima Godim and Avni Malum and the Yehuda and all this raid, Prima Godim and Shach, in terms of understanding how Ein Shavuot Chal HaShavuot works, and the idea of Mushba Vayim Mar Sinai, there's really a Chiddush in Ein Issur Chal Al Issur as well. What was the Prima Godim's Hanacha? The Prima Godim understood that when the Gemara says, L'Kovri Ben Risham Gemurim by Ein Issur Chal Al Issur, it means that the Issur is Chal. The second Issur is really Chal. Ein Issur Chal Al Issur. He says, no Chiyuvim. But in terms of the Chalois Issur, the second Issur is really Chal. There is a Chalois Issur. There's very much a Chalei Sisser. It just means that there's no Chiyuvim. In Yeshiva, they say over from Reb Zalman Sender. The Reb Zalman Sender said, he was one of the big London in the 19th century. So he said, what's the beer? So he shtelled it to Chatzi Shir. Just like there's an idea of Chatzi Shir is awesome in HaTorah. So Chatzi Shir is awesome in HaTorah, but there's no Chiyuvim. There's no Malchus, there's no Korban, there's no Mises Bezdin, there's no Chorus. So Chatzi Shir is awesome in HaTorah, but there's no Chiyuvim. Ein Issur Chal Al Issur. The second Issur is Chal. You have the Isser,
but without the chiyuvim.
So the second iser by an ein iser chalal iser is like a chatzi shir asa min ha-Torah. Where you have the iser deiraisa, you just don't have the chiyuvim. And he said very gishmak. Why is chatzi shir asa min ha-Torah? Because it's chazi litztarufe, the Gemara says. Because even though I only ate a half a shir, but I could always eat another half a shir, toich kidei achilas pras, and now I'll have a full shir, now I'll be over. But ein iser chalal iser, there's also a concept that if something ever happened to the first iser, so now the second iser could be chal. So now, so there's an idea of chazi litztarufe. So it actually makes sense that just like chatzis shir osam and atayra, so to enes achal alissa, the second issa, this is geshmaka super lumnus. But the bottom line is enes achal alissa, the second, not the first, the second issa is looked at a little bit like a chatzis shir osam and atayra. But al kaponim, the achreinim are assuming that the way enes achal alissa works is the issa is chal, like a chatzis shir, the issa is chal, l'koivri ben rishon gemurim, but it's just in chiyuvim that you're not going to have any chiyuvim. Stating that, it's not so poshut. And there's a classic shtickle from Rabbi Chanan in Kodet Tzoris. It's Simen Lamed Ois Zayin. He brings a raya from the Rambam Shita. We'll speak up that riches another day.